This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Terrorists and killers are not going to prevent me from going to Pakistan. My trip to Pakistan is an important trip.
President Bush spoke this morning after a car bomb struck outside the U.S. consulate in Karachi, Pakistan. The explosion killed a number of people, including at least one American. It happened 2 days before the president arrived in Pakistan as part of his tour of South Asia.
And for more on that bombing, we're joined by Cameron Khan, a reporter based in Karachi. Hello.
Hi there.
Could you please describe the scene for us there?
The suicide bomber had entered from behind the Hotel Marriott in downtown Karachi, and he was approaching the United States Consulate General building when he was intercepted by a security van, and he rammed his car into the security van, and his car turned into a huge fireball, and it engulfed about 18 cars around, and then it the outer walls of a naval hospital, which is also in the vicinity, collapsed. So it's a scene of total destruction.
President Bush is not going actually anywhere near Karachi. He's going to the capital, Islamabad. What sort of reception is he likely to get when he arrives in Pakistan this Saturday?
It is not going to be much different from any other country, particularly a Muslim country. You know, U.S. President is not very, very welcome in Muslim countries. And as you saw in India also, there were huge demonstrations. So the officials are very excited, and they know it's very important. And obviously, a lot of business community, intelligentsia also think this visit is important. But if you talk about general people, masses, particularly after this cartoon controversy, Bush or any Western leader, they are not very, very popular here.
Well, just back briefly to the question of Karachi. It is known to be something of a hotbed of militants.
In fact, yes, this was the case more so a few years ago. And then we saw a big crackdown and a continuous effort by the security agencies in the past 2 years. We didn't see a major terrorist incident as we saw before that. Karachi is known for these terrorist acts. We had some spectacular terrorist incidents. The U.S. consulate was bombed in June 2002. The Sheraton Hotel was bombed where French engineers were killed. These were the incidents, but all of these people who were involved in those incidents were actually caught and they're being punished. But this is, as the officials say here, that they have not been able to root out each and every terrorist or militant element in the city. It's a city of 12 million people or so. So this has come again as a rude awakening for us.
Thank you very much for talking with us.
Sure.
Cameron Khan is a reporter based in Karachi, Pakistan.